mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Hello, my friends. We're now into hour number two. Dose. And we're going to be taking your calls on this live Wednesday, the 15th of December, 04 edition. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Don't forget the websites, Infowars.net, PrisonPlanet.tv. We're going to start going to your calls right now, then I'm going to get into sources. Lieberman rejects White House overtures. This is the type of person the White House wants. I mean, look at who they're stacking the cabinet with. Every gun-grabbing, open-border promoting, tax and spin promoting, corporate Borg liberal you can imagine. Court turns journalists into criminals. We'll be covering that. French thought police ban Christian chocolate. If the chocolate has any Christmas stuff on it, you can't have it. Documents reveal Iraq prisoner abuse. Marines do mock execution of child looter. The Aussies start random drug tests for the population. It's all coming up. Right now, let's go to your calls. Let's talk to Charlie in Pennsylvania. Welcome.
Nevertheless, happy holiday to you and all your listeners, Alex.
Well, welcome, and thank you for that.
One of the barnyard animals for truth that Mr. Bush talked about. Did you hear him say that? When he pardoned the turkey? By the way, you would probably have more luck being a turkey getting a pardon.
Did he say barnyard animals for truth?
Yeah, he was making jokes about at Fahrenheit 9/11. He called it Fahrenheit 375. They had this whole skit done on pardoning the turkey. And he said, you know, that he was calling, obviously he was talking, that's not obvious, but to me.
Well, it sounds like an allusion, or sounds like he was alluding to Animal Farm.
The whole thing is probably encapsulated in what he was saying. They were all, you know, it was all coded for their minions, and of course he's one of them himself. It's no wonder that they're want to mentally test all of us, because at this point they have to think that we're all insane to have allowed them to do what they have done to us and what they're currently doing. You see, the Supreme Court just overturned 700 years of due process law with this nonsense about they can arrest you, and they really don't have any.
And see, it's not even terror related. They can arrest you for no reason, and they can put in a guilty plea even if you're saying you're innocent, and then go ahead and try you and give you the death penalty.
And you're absolutely right about it being, you know, if we accept this. Mentally, you have to accept that you're a slave before you actually become a slave. You know, iron bars do not a prison make, all that stuff. But what the reason I called you is the guy you had on yesterday, who was this guy's the head of the DEA, the gentleman.
Yeah, Shelley Castillo. Yeah, he was the head of the DEA for Latin America, and for 7 years watched CIA drug traffic, watched the DEA fueling the planes full of cocaine.
Well, that's what's so amazing to me, that here's a guy that has all the background, is actually one of them, and was one of them, but really wasn't one of them. And you know that they have to have a database on all. And by the way, how do they hide the funding that must be involved in this? It's got to be enormous. I mean, I can understand.
Well, it's called the 1947 National Security Act. Everything is secret.
Well, when I asked my attorney about that, I wanted to look into certain things. I wanted to get this information, and basically he told me, if you have any luck, let me know. So, I mean, this is, it's pretty weird. I mean, I've been robbed like 5 times. Just recently I was robbed again. And this house is on a main street, and they carried out the kitchen stove and my table and chairs, took my welder, which was on a trailer in the backyard.
And are the police helping you?
Yeah, they're helping me. Oh, you know, they always tell you. I've called the FBI, I've called the attorney generals over this stuff over the years. Oh, it's horrible, they can't do this to you.
I'll be right back. Stay there.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking and viable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today, and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here, and I've got a gripe. Recently, construction in my area has doubled my commute time. I'm spending up to 4 hours in stop-and-go rush hour traffic every day. The worst part is there's no good talk radio to listen to. But that doesn't matter to me anymore, thanks to the good people at Freeway Radio. I've got the Sony Shortwave Car Stereo from Freeway Radio, and now I look forward to getting comfortable in my car and hearing the real scoop on the day's news. It's not just a shortwave radio, though. You can also get AM and FM, listen to cassettes, and control your CD changer. Call Freeway Radio today, toll-free, 866-404-3600. That's 1-866-404-3600. Get your own Sony Shortwave Car Stereo today for only $189. Install it in the boat, the RV, or your car. The good news for us is that you'll have GCN programming and crystal clear radio wherever you go. Don't get me wrong, I'd still rather be golfing than sitting in traffic, but Freeway Radio has eased my commute immensely. Call them today at 1-866-404-3600 and let them do the same for you.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're taking your calls on this live Wednesday edition. We were just talking to Charlie in Pennsylvania. And the last hour was talking about how the vast majority of crimes are never even investigated or solved. And I've had, while living in Dallas, this is many years ago, two cars stolen. Well, once when I lived there and then once when I was visiting. And the police told me on the phone, we don't even come out when a car is stolen now. So I hung the phone up. The last time this happened, this is many years ago, I was up in Dallas visiting an old girlfriend. And guess what happened? The police came out, banged on the door, and were very angry at me for hanging up the phone. Well, when you hang the phone up, we have to do this. And they came in, I was talking to them, and then I noticed they were looking around her apartment, and one walked right past me, started walking back in my girlfriend's bedroom, and I said, hey, what's going on, guys? You're here looking for me to have done something? You wouldn't come out here over a car being stolen, but you'd do this. So that's your freedom. That's your freedom, my friends. Charlie, finishing up, you say you've been robbed, what, 5 times, and they aren't helping you, huh?
No, they're not. And what I really called you about, and what I wanted to ask your listeners, is this is what really kind of fascinates. They took my grandfather, great-grandfather's Civil War picture. All the rest of the stuff I can buy. You know, that stuff, you just can't replace it. My children's dolls that I brought from Germany for them, stuff like that. And, you know, it does make you mad. But I believe that they do have criminals working for them. And unfortunately, the gentleman that called you before, these criminals, we have foreigners that have taken over our government. I seriously believe this. These people no longer represent us or the Constitution. They represent someone else. And it's not us, obviously, by what's going on here in the Supreme Court, what's going on with the Patriot Act. When you had, I heard, 950 towns and cities have, and you were, I guess, partially responsible for what went on here, that have repudiated this Patriot Act. Nevertheless, they have passed the second one. And I'm getting sidetracked from what I wanted to ask. What I would really like to know is, anybody know how to get a hold of these databases to find out who is involved in this stuff, and are they being paid? And if they are being
paid... Sir, that's all done off the record. It's not in databases unless you talk about informants, and I appreciate the call. Take care. I mean, they caught the FBI in Boston running the drugs, running the prostitution, running the gambling for decades. They had killers with badges, local police that worked for the FBI, and informants who were really hitmen to police and just regular criminals who would go out and actually kill people. If somebody blew the whistle on drug dealing, they would go out and kill them. Or they would have FBI agents would actually do mob hits. And so the FBI, because of their law enforcement power, was able to maneuver and actually become the dominant force in Boston and surrounding areas. And that wasn't the Italian mafia doing that. That was the Irish mob. Irish mob kind of merging with the FBI. I mean, imagine. They got badges. They got guns. They've got anonymity. They got huge budgets. Again, for those that don't believe this, let me just give three examples of Texas. There's a lot more than that. But the last 2 years. Houston, Texas. Headline. Thousands framed by crime lab. And the police chief got caught, so he went public and said, oh, it wasn't me, I apologize. But he later did get forced out. And they admitted that anyone who had evidence brought into the crime lab, they didn't even check it. They just filled out a report saying, yes, it's their DNA. Yes, it's the, you know, their, it's fibers from their carpet. Yes, it's their blood type. It didn't matter. They just said you were guilty. They came in and said, this is a suspect? Okay, guilty. That was in the news. And that's been in the Houston Chronicle. They're still doing it. It was all over the Dallas news that for years they would randomly pull over a nice car, randomly, mind you, folks, randomly. This is how sociopathic. Well, it's actually psychotic. I mean, no conscience, no nothing, and throw a bag of pool cue chalk into the back of the car, and they would then seize the car, go seize the house, say they were dealing drugs. And then it got worse. It wasn't just these detectives that were doing this, this drug task force. Then the Dallas Crime Lab, 100% of the time, would certify it as cocaine. Would certify it as cocaine. And this is public. And then the DA would go ahead. They all knew. They didn't care, folks. They didn't. This started decades ago with, oh, we're going to frame a drug dealer. Or we're going to frame this, this gangster. Yeah, well, he's bad. We're going to frame him. See, that's how it starts. Till it just becomes industrialized, just doing it. This is admitted, folks. It's not even debatable. And then we have Tulia, Texas. 50-plus black people, no criminal records, none of them. Done nothing wrong, and there was a on-duty cop from one county who would go around to all the other counties and was paid thousands of dollars per arrest and conviction. He was making hundreds of thousands of dollars a year just off that. What they'll do for money. And right now he's in court over all this. And finally, by the way, some good police blew the whistle on this. They're not all bad, but it's always the senior ones, folks. You know, the average guy wonders why he's 55 and still a motorcycle cop, because you're not evil. when you had that chance when you were 30 years old, you didn't, you know, when the sergeant offered you something taken from somebody's car, you didn't take it. That was the test. You failed the test. If you would have taken it and been a thief, you'd be rolling in cash and no one would be asking why you live in a $300,000 house and have a brand new Corvette and a jet boat on Lake Travis. I just love these cops you see at the boat docks when I go out there fishing. They got these big old giant $100,000 boats and their third wife who's 25 who's got the giant diamond earrings. Man, the cop salary's doing real well for you. Kind of digressing, I had a friend who I worked out with in high school, lift weights with him, and his dad was Let's just say very senior FBI agent. Very senior here in Central Texas. And man, you talk about living in a couple million-dollar house. I mean, I went out there a few times for dinner and stuff, and this is when I was like 18. And boy, living quite nicely. Got quite a bit of money, don't you? Doing quite well. What you doing? What's your business? It pays, what's the business you're in. But law enforcement's the business, right? But and you see this quite a bit. And so I am digressing here, but going back to my previous point I was trying to make, we're just in a lot of trouble. But Tulia, Texas, this guy would just go around, and they literally pulled up with huge paddy wagons and just arrested whole neighborhoods, you know, whole rural stretches, whole communities. You're talking about 80-year-old black men who've been farmers their whole lives, since this is a big drug kingpin. And no drugs, no paraphernalia, and the juries convicted them. And they went to prison with sentences between 20 and 90 years. Worst sentences were 90 years. And the governor had to pardon them after it all came out. And so this is the freedom. And they, a few years ago, and it's not a few, I guess it was a decade ago, busted a bunch of the Austin detectives running the massage parlors. They would go into the massage parlors and first use the services and blackmail the massage parlors. And basically they then became pimps. Pimps, covert owners of the massage parlors. Now, those are low-level cops. If you don't think the big ones, you know, the police chiefs and the high-level FBI people aren't doing this, you got another thing coming. And the way corruption works is once you get criminals in high positions all over the place, it snowballs. Because they hire more of their buddies and more of their friends, and then they start killing cops that speak out or firing them, and people get scared of them, and then people shut up and don't fight it, and then pretty soon it just gets worse and worse, and then it becomes right out in the open. Dick Cheney says, I'll take Anthony Scalia duck hunting on Air Force Two the week before he's going to hear my case. Doesn't matter if it's a federal crime. It gets to the point of, you know, Arnold Schwarzenegger's office, they'll take hundreds of thousands of dollars of gifts and publicly and, you know, for his staff, and nothing will be done. It just gets out in the open. It all becomes transparent. Oh, Halliburton, no bids allowed. And he ran it out of the White House. Dick Cheney ran the orders out of the White House. That's not public. Nothing will happen. By the way, I have the articles where they do. For 10 pounds of laundry, they charge the troops $100. They charge them for water and food. You didn't know our troops are charged for food now? Yeah. And when they get an arm or a leg blown off, I have articles where in some cases they're making them pay because they'll discharge them in Germany on the spot, and they'll say, okay, now you got to pay for your own flight back. Just rampant greed. But see, it's all in the open now. They're exercising evil upon us in plain view. Don and Daniel and Rose and Joe, I'll get to your calls quickly. when we return.
To the farthest corners of the earth, explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand. Achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of the U.S. coins, and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Now get available in Iowa.
Hi, I'd like to welcome Alan Glasser, a pharmacist from Mark's Plaza Pharmacy in Vancouver, Canada. Hi, Alan. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Marvin.
Now, I understand that prescription drugs are far less expensive in Canada. Is that true?
Yes, Marvin, it's true. You can save 40% or more off the regular U.S. price.
What about drugs like Premarin and Lipitor? They're very common.
Those common drugs, you can save 50% off the regular U.S. price.
Now, what about Tamoxifen? I understand you can save 70% on Tamoxifen.
Tamoxifen, you can see a 75% savings against the regular U.S. price.
Now, are these brand name products made by the same companies?
Yes, the same multinational U.S. corporation makes them in Canada and the U.S.
So to save money on prescription drugs in Canada, call the toll-free number for your information package.
To find out more, call toll-free 1-800-840-0686. That's 1-800-840-0686. Or go on the web at www.canshipdrugs.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Have you ever been told that communism has collapsed and no longer a threat to our national sovereignty? If so, why are communists overthrowing African and South and Central American governments to install a communist regime? If so, why has Cuba and China agreed with other communist countries to surround the United States in preparation for an attack to end capitalism? We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your order for a free subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCM Radio Network.
All right, let's try to speed through your calls. I've got a bunch of news I want to cover coming up in the next segment. Let's talk to Don in Pennsylvania. Don, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Glad you got to talk to me today. How are
you
doing?
Thank you.
I've got some good news for you. One is I still have a banner ad for free in a weekly press I do here, and it's for ArnoldExposed.com. I hope it's getting you some hits at least.
Second, well, all of us doing a little something certainly gets the word out in big ways. What's the saying? Many hands make light work.
Good. I just want to help, you know. It's very important. Secondly, for Tim, who called earlier, Tim, if you find this week's flea around town, please pick it up. You have my home number there. Call me. I'll help you. And Also, I just wanted to comment on the newsletter thing that you mentioned where you had to stop doing it because nobody was responding. I ran into the same thing with my monthly newsletter, and I believe it's just that it takes too much repetition for the average person to respond to print. Audio is more primal. We've been listening longer than we've been reading. So, you know, that's why the radio show does so much good, but print is harder
to do. Look, I did a newsletter for 2 months as a test. It wasn't a failure. It was just taking me literally 20, 30 hours a month to put it together and to do it. And, you know, we were getting it out primarily to get the information out. It was just too expensive. I mean, that's all.
I understand. I've been there, except mine was much smaller than yours. I mean, I'm a little guy here. But if Tim gets a hold of my weekly press, I'll be glad to help him. And just to let you know, sir, I'm still in the fight, too. And all of us together, we're going to do something. We can do this nonviolently.
Yeah, and Tim called earlier. They're refusing to air one of my films on the local access station, saying it's too controversial.
Well, he can play it on my VCR in my home, and I'll invite all my friends and my readers to come over here for a private viewing. We don't, you know, we'll sidestep the local bureaucrats. We'll sidestep them. We don't.
Well, it's better to go ahead and just force them to follow the First Amendment.
You are correct, but you know that. I mean, if they're going to be too resistant to this guy, hey.
You're listening in Meadville, Pennsylvania.
Yeah. Yep. One of the greatest towns on earth.
What do you think of all the corruption and all the Supreme Court rulings that are coming down?
It disturbs me because I got four kids who are going to have to grow up in this world. And so, you know, I'm going to do all I can to make sure my kids get to enjoy some of the freedoms I got to enjoy growing up. And we got to win. Got to. There is no other option.
We do, Don. Keep it up. Good to hear from you. Let's talk to Daniel in Texas and Rose, John, and others. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Thank you, Alex, for taking my call, and I want to personally thank you for changing my life and changing the lives of my friends and family and for your service to humanity. I've called before, but I just wanted to again get the chance to thank you for everything you've done for me. You've been a huge influence in my life, and you've allowed me to change the minds of a lot of people around me. I've called you before. I'm a college student in Houston, and actually just the other day I did an hour-long presentation for my class on the New Freedom Initiative, which certainly knocked the socks off a lot of those one-world socialists in the sociology class. But I wanted to talk to you about the Gary Webb murder, which I see a lot of parallels to the Nick Berg execution, and that at one level it's designed for mass consumption, to discredit his work, but for the people who actually pay attention and who will notice, oh, well, there were two gunshots, for example, and that his face was destroyed, which would have been impossible with a shotgun suicide, it's meant to tell us you could be next. We've got guns. We can kill anybody we want. We can kill Americans, and you're going to be the next one. And it's sort of like you were saying, it's about creating the psychological fear. I'm wondering if we can remember Gary Webb, who creating a section of Prison Planet called We Are Winning. Because what I found is, in waking people up, especially students here, those who will really face up to it, who will say, Bilderberg is real, 9/11 prior knowledge is real, they run the drugs, they'll accept it, and they say, what can we do? Because they look at the world and they say, they're control freaks, they're totally committed to suffering and evil, they're totally addicted to money and power, and they want to imprison humanity. What can we do? Is there any hope? I think in order to honor Gary Webb, what we should do is create a new section of Prison Planet where we point out where we're winning. And we say every time a new county rejects the Patriot Act, we're going to put it on that section. We're going to say we're winning. Every time a new poll comes out showing Americans do not want a megalomaniacal dictator like Arnold, we say we're winning. Every time a new poll comes out like the Zogby one showing New Yorkers believe in 9/11 foreknowledge, we say we are winning. Every time a school rejects RFID chipping, we say we are winning. And this will give people hope. I think part of the reason it's so difficult to fight the New World Order is it's so hopeless sometimes, especially for young people like myself. What would you think of creating a part of the site like that?
No, it's a beautiful idea. It just takes money to have more webmasters to have the time to do that.
Yeah, Alex, what I wanted to tell you is when I was 15, I was already designing websites. My websites have been featured in Business 2.0 and Wall Street Journal and Dow Jones Newswire. I've been in Fox.
The fella in Houston that redesigned Arnold Exposed?
Oh, no, but I mean, I've got serious websites. I mean, I can send you the articles. I've got national coverage on all sorts of... What I want to tell you is, real quickly...
Email me. I mean, if you want to build a site or a section, you're welcome to.
Yeah, Alex, I want to do everything I can to help. We need to, you know, as much as we need to find out what they're up to...
Stay there. This is an exciting phone call. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, folks. This is Michael Trudeau. Jerry Guidetti from the ARC Institute just called to tell me their new 100% non-hybrid family seed packages are ready right now. You've heard me rave about the great gardens I've grown from the ARC Institute's heirloom seeds. Tomatoes with real old-time tomato taste. Big sweet onions, bright red and green lettuces, sweet corn, peppers, melons, cukes, beans, peas, pumpkins, popcorn, and so much more. 50 generous seed packets in all for the best-tasting, healthiest garden ever. And there's no need to buy vegetable seeds ever again. These non-hybrid seeds can be saved from your own fruits and veggies year after year for family food security. These days, that's just plain smart. Friends, don't wait. The ARC Institute runs out of these rare seeds every year. Call them today at 800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912. Don't forget to visit arcinstitute.com and read Jerry's food supply updates. It's powerful stuff.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
The media is flooded with reports of everything from antibiotic-resistant supergerms to the possibility of a flu epidemic due to a vaccine shortage. If we can't rely on traditional medicines, what are you going to do to keep you and your family healthy and safe? There is now a scientifically proven alternative called Super Silver Solution. Super Silver's combination of supercharged silver and oxygen has been proven to kill hundreds of bacteria and be at least 200 to 300% more effective than any other silver product. Super Silver is the only patented silver product scientifically proven to kill the germs that cause colds, flu, sinus, ear, eye, and respiratory infections. It's powerful enough to kill the deadly staph infection, yet completely safe for everyday use by children, adults, and pets. Call International Health for your free audio information package at 1-800-974-1879. We're so sure it works, we guarantee it. That's 1-800-974-1879 or visit supersilver.net.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
People say, why are you so concerned? You can't fix it. You know, why are you standing up and getting involved? It's that attitude that we can't do anything that's gotten us to this place. I mean, if we just gave in to corruption completely, can you imagine how much worse it would be? All this government PR and propaganda about how much they love us and how they're good and we're bad and we need their help. What the mafia does, you know, the old classic mob is, take my help. Take your godfather's help. Take a loan from us. Let us get involved in your life. You know, let us into your life. What the government does, it's the same tactics. But we got to hurry here because I want to get through a few more of these calls before I get to news, but I want to cover some of the news before this hour ends. But Daniel in Houston, Texas, you're making some great points. Finish up what you wanted to say.
Well, I'll just wrap it up real quick, Alex. I was saying, Gary Webb, one of the last articles he wrote was how a gentleman in California had defeated these spy cameras, which, of course, FEMA had installed, and they're part of the control grid society. We need, like I was saying...
About that article. He was writing articles about video games, brainwashing kids.
Oh,
he was
absolutely.
Really getting into the New World Order.
Absolutely. And what he noticed, and he was talking about the spy cameras, which were installed, and when what they were finding was when people went to the traffic court, it was automatic. And when they would get the traffic ticket, there was...
And again, there wasn't a person. It was Lockheed Martin. See that. Martin was making the charge. How does a private entity do that? They had to take them out of San Diego, other areas.
Absolutely. And so basically, I'll try to make it quick. I know you've got a lot of calls, Alex. I'm saying I want to help you design the section of the site, because what I find is when I wake people up, people will accept it, but they say, you know, it feels so hopeless. They go right back to playing video games. They pop in the PlayStation. They turn on E! Entertainment Television. They go right back.
Well, if you build a section of the site and then you can upload it with all the links intact, we'll do that.
It would be an honor to help you. I would like nothing more to do it. Alex, I spend mornings up till 4 in the morning listening to your audio archives and watching the same videos over and over again. I can't get enough of you. I've aired your videos at my dorm. I hand out your articles at the student center. Any way I can help, I'd love to.
Well, let me, my office number is 512. You got a pen?
Oh, shoot, no, not on me. But I'll tell you what, I listen to the show tonight. I always listen to it twice every day anyway. So
okay, it's 512.
Mm-hmm.
291.
Yes.
5750. Or
okay.
Email us at tips@infowars.com. We're trying to keep that box open, but it fills up and jams up routinely.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call, Daniel. That's the kind of call I like, because people call me every day and go, Alex, you need to do this, you need to do that. And literally, I'm working too much as it is. I mean, I'm not exaggerating. I worked 17 hours yesterday. 17 hours. Before I, jumped into bed. And I'm nothing special. You guys can be leaders too. And I always encourage you to start your own website, do your own thing, be your own leader, pick your own issues you want to fight. But if you want to support us and you want to join us and you want to help us, a great individual in Houston saw our ArnoldExposed.com website a week into it and said, you know, I can do a better job designing it. I mean, it looked good, but we done it in a hurry. And he did it, and we put it up, and it looks a lot better. So, you know, people want to help us. We need the help because, you know, I got great webmasters, but they're overwhelmed and they want help too. And I can't hire more people unless folks out there just buy a whole bunch of my videos. And we don't ask for contributions. You can contribute by buying 10, 15 copies of my videos. I mean, we're offering them for $5.95 right now. Some of the best titles, if you buy one at regular price, each additional is $5.95. Road to Tyranny, American Dictators, some of our best films like that. So I hope you take advantage of that. But a great point, really wonderful point. You're very articulate, Daniel. You want to get your own talk show, and it's you have to pay for it at first. So be it. Go down to your local talk station, get an hour once a week. I mean, there's so much you can do. Let's go ahead and talk to Rose in South Carolina. Rose, good to hear from you.
Alex, are you aware that in China you can purchase your tape?
No, I didn't know that.
Well, I've got a family member that has been down there for 3 years and went into a bookstore, and there was your tape for sale.
Well, they're the kings of bootlegging, and the Chinese government's had big problems trying to control. They tried to ban hundreds of films and websites and everything else, but they haven't had any success. And I actually have had professors from China and others call into the show, and there's quite an underground rebellion going on right now. So, see, the Chinese will arrest hundreds, but they've got 300 million people, and so it's an illusion. They don't have power. They don't have control.
Well, I'm just wondering if you were aware that you could purchase your tape. And when this family member went to a bookstore, and there it was sitting on the shelf, and they bought one.
Which video?
9/11 Road to Tyranny.
That's wonderful. Look, people have asked me how many copies we've gotten out of this. It's just in the thousands. But we have listeners that have been written up in newspapers. I mean, this is confirmed, who have made 5,000 copies, 10,000 copies, 100 copies. And thousands of listeners have made copies. And then others make copies. And literally, I'll call up a doctor in New York to have him on as a guest. And he goes, I woke up 3 years ago. Doctor's out fighting the New World Order. I woke up years ago because I saw a Police State 2000. Or I call a congresswoman up and she goes, oh, I've introduced this legislation because of Police State 2000. So that's you, the listeners. I mean, that's what you've done. And, if they kill me, I love that line from, I forget the name of the movie. It's about an Irish rebellion, and the guy says, if they shut me up, who'll take my place? I will. You know, that's the answer, is all of us taking action, And you've had a huge effect, but go ahead.
I've got one more little thing I want to say. Yesterday, all day long, at the top of the hour, on the news, they kept saying how many states had the vaccine for a biological, and most federal money was running out, drying up, going to the states to help with any kind of biological or vaccine or anything. But, Alex, what got me was it was all day long at the top of the hour, and then what popped into my mind was how could they make a vaccine now without knowing what kind of biological was going to be turned loose on us? You can't pre-make a vaccine if you don't know what's going to be turned loose.
Well, it's all part of the fear-mongering, and under BioShield, a almost $6 billion funded project that got passed earlier this year, three dozen level four bioweapons labs that are dual use, both offensive and defensive, and they're making, quote, hundreds of new vaccines. And I got an article here where they're going to engineer, as we found out years ago, quote, in your cereal will be the AIDS vaccine, whether you like it or not. They're going to engineer it into the potatoes, everything. This is the new wave. And so 9/11 is only the precursor to line up the police state. Then the bigger events come, and take University of Texas at Galveston. They're doing level four stuff there in only, what I've read, a level two containment. I mean, this is stuff, these are souped-up bugs, not just stuff that will kill you, but souped-up, weaponized viruses and bacteria.
Well, what got me was if they think something's going to be turned loose, I don't know how they can pre-make a vaccine for something that they don't know what is going to be turned loose. So it sort of sounded strange to me.
Well, it is strange, but it's all part of the control.
All right. I just thought I'd give you the heads up on that video in China. It's reached China. So
what city in China?
I think it's Chengdu, Providence.
And so you got family there, and they...
Yeah, I've had family over there teaching school for going on 4 years now.
Ask them how good the quality was of the video.
All right, I sure will.
Hope it wasn't a copy of a copy of a copy. Good to hear from you. Yeah, and, you know, I've asked people to do that, to make copies, and if they ever kill me, they've been killing folks lately, they always are, and I have had some death threats lately. I mean, I don't want to make a big deal out of it. If they do kill me, I ask you all, those that have procrastinated, I want to ask you all to make 1,000 copies. It'll cost you about $1,000. VHS costs about $1 a piece. A couple VCRs, and for make two copies a day when you go to work and when you go to sleep at night, pop it in, make a copy, do it religiously. And in about 2 years, make two copies a day. It'll be around 1,000 tapes. And, you know, that'll be effective. I would ask that to be your gift to me and my posterity. let's go ahead and take another call here. Let's go ahead and talk to Joe in Arkansas. Joe, go ahead.
Okay, concerning this question of whether a police force is needed that you brought up, a friend of mine told me that he once read a French writer who visited the United States in the early 1800s.
De Tocqueville, yeah.
It wasn't De Tocqueville, he said. He said it was another French writer, but it was a French writer. And he said that this man had asked the question, why is there so little crime in America compared to France? And the conclusion he came to was that there wasn't much crime in America because there wasn't a professional police force. He said that what the Americans would do was they would go about their work, and if somebody committed a crime, they would raise a hue and a cry, and everybody would drop their work and go after the criminal and do whatever they did to him, and then go back to their normal work. Whereas in France, and so it was in their interest to keep crime as low as possible because they didn't want all these interruptions in their regular work. But he said in France they had a professional police force, and what the police force wanted to do was they always wanted to expand. They wanted more money, more equipment, more men.
There's actually
huge history books. Always have more crime.
There's actually huge history books written on France. France pioneered the penal system, the prisons, the system of control, brainwashing, a lot of that, and they actually fostered crime in France.
Well, it sounds like some study of French history would be real instructive to understand the situation we're in America today, then.
It's a business. The bigger the drug war gets, the more drugs. I mean, it's just the facts.
Yeah, and they make more and more things, crimes all the time, so they can, you know, one way the crime increases is that more and more they make things crimes that didn't used to be crimes.
They're now arresting people that don't return a single library book. So that's the system. Anything else?
No, that's what I called to say, Alex.
Joe, good to hear from you. We'll go to John and Jim and others here in a few minutes, but I wanted to cover some news here. Sources, Lieberman rejects White House overtures, CNN. Democratic Senator Joe Lieberman has twice in recent days said no when approached about the possibility of a major job in the second Bush administration, CNN has learned. Now, my point here is look at who they're trying to hire. An anti-gun, anti-family, pro-open border, pro-New World Order, tax-and-spend socialist, Joseph Lieberman. That's who they want. Alberto, I love torture, Gonzalez. I love open borders, Gonzalez. I love gun control, Gonzalez. Arnold, I want to ban your guns. I want open borders. I love abortion, Schwarzenegger. I mean, look at who they promote. Look at who they put in positions of power. Condoleezza Rice, a pro-abort, open border promoting globalist. Bush wants women in frontline combat. The Pentagon's moving forward and actually already doing it. Do the neocons talk about it? No. You see, it was all an illusion. It was all a political diversion when Bill Clinton was doing it. Bill Clinton, George Bush are all carrying out the policies of the New World Order. Court turns journalists into criminals. We read about the Supreme Court ruling where they said they can arrest anybody for not even committing a crime, not even tell you why they arrested you in non-terror related cases. Also, they can say you're guilty and they appoint your lawyer who then acts against you. That was the Supreme Court ruling a couple days ago. Here's a new one. Court turns journalists into criminals. All over the country, people don't release their source. It's almost always one Rhode Island case. It was an FBI corruption case, and he got a tape of bribery going on and released it, and they came and arrested, and he just got, 6 months a house arrest and a big fine. Local TV reporter in Providence, because he would not give up his source. The source later went public. It was one of the lawyers. But court turns journalists into criminals. Again, it's always somebody who exposes government corruption. An American journalist today must be prepared to go to jail. Newspaper men from the first days of this country would be saddened but not shocked to see 21st century courts stampede to corral journalists, whether with the cudgel of subpoenas or fear of subpoenas. Oddly enough, the press ought to have seen this coming and prepared for it, even now, with reports from Time Magazine and New York Times held in contempt and facing 18-month prison sentences. The response from the mainstream American press has been tepid. Well, yeah, because you're corporate shills. Another one here. Last week, the French passed a law that if you criticize homosexuals in any way, whether, again, folks, it's your right to do it, whether you're for it or against it, it's your right to do it, to criticize it. And you will be arrested, several years in prison, and the calculation out of euros is dollars is $62,000 fine. That's the minimum. Well, now, French thought police banned Christian chocolate. This is from Newsmax. France's latest attack on freedom of religion. The thought police have outlawed Christmas chocolate in the government school monopolies. It's an unhealthy political affair, absolutely regrettable, said André Delatre, mayor of Coudercaille, Branche, which has shipped traditional chocolates shaped like crosses and said St. Nicholas to schools for 11 years. So, but here in the U.S., they're handing out satanic orgy and blood ritual calendars. In Pearland, Texas, the police are. And it goes on and on, folks. I mean, that's your... And they're trying to pass similar stuff here. What was it? Pennsylvania last year passed a law where if a preacher reads from the Old Testament condemning homosexuality, they can be arrested or fined. So, that's your new freedom. I got so much here. Look at this article. We'll play this clip when we get back. One more time. Marines do mock execution of child looter. And again, NBC reported if you don't have your ID in order now, they kill you on the spot. U.S. Marines were investigated for conducting mock executions of suspected child looters in Iraq, according to documents released yesterday. The documents released by the Department of Defense in response to a Freedom of Information Act request detail the results of investigations by the Naval Criminal Investigative Service. Ordered four juvenile Iraqi looters to kneel beside two shallow holes, and a pistol was discharged to conduct a mock execution, reads the summary of one case. The charges were withdrawn the summary states without giving a reason. Other cases that resulted in short periods of confinement or loss of pay for those convicted includes in those incidents in which detainees were electrocuted, burned, or made to kneel handcuffed for up to 24 hours. So just a new report, separate camps, separate bases, open air. I mean, troops will stand in front of news cameras when a family has three sticks of wood they think they stole and laugh at them and machine gun their car and then run over it with a tank and then laugh about it. And those guys, 80% of the new police are former military. They're going to come back here. They're going to be cops. And heaven help us. just heaven help us. By the way, in Police Day 2000, I had Marines doing mock executions at the mock camp they had set up in Oakland. They admitted this was for domestic takeover. I have it all on video. They didn't even hide it. Okay, you're going to get to watch a mock execution here. As they had somebody kneel down, the troops put a gun to the role player's head and blew their head off. By the way, that was somebody we got to go in to the base for a tour, a citizen's tour. The media tours didn't get to see that, but we did get it through one of our listeners who showed up with a camera and went inside. Because they got to see everything. We didn't. But you can see it in the video.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem, reaction, solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans, and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911 The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
So, troops electrocuting people, beating them, putting them in torture positions for more than 24 hours, where they chain you up, sitting on your knees, with your legs back under you, very excruciating, and just randomly, not having IDs in order, they think you stole something as you're starving to death. But here's a clip from PBS that we've aired several times. where they machine gun the car, laugh at the family, and then run over it with a tank. It's very enjoyable. And even if you make excuses for this type of behavior, I mean, why are they laughing about it? It's sick. So here's that clip.
There was still some looting going on when we arrived. And when we came across soldiers, they didn't seem sure of their role.
That child don't need to be here. Know what school is? Okay. That's what he needs to be doing, not following you.
We filmed these GIs after they caught a group of Iraqis stealing wood.
We try to stop them from looting, they don't understand, so we'll take their car and we'll crush it. The United States Army, tankers, whore.
Pleasure.
That's what you get when you loot.
Later, the car's owner told us, "I'm a taxi driver. The car was my livelihood."
Now, to document what happened, our government, admittedly, and Rumsfeld on TV admitted this, paid off the Republican Guard in gold bars and euros and dollars. Almost all the army groups, regular army groups, totally quit. No one fought back, basically. Then when the tanks rolled into Baghdad, the Fox News was live. Just buses driving along, cars, trucks, machine gunning families, dead bodies falling out. I sat there on TV. They just shot at everything. Of course, the Republican Guard then, a month later, got hired by our government. They all just stayed at home. And so Iraqis who did love America and they're pretty pro-Western over there, at least they were. And the Shiites and the rest of them, they just sat there with horror watching the raping and killing and slaughter. Now, our government isn't stupid. The strategists aren't stupid. They know that doing this to populations will make them fight back. They want this to be a long, protracted war so they can have more years of weapon sales and control. It's really just that simple. So we'll break, start the third hour, get into just, folks, there's so much other news. Again, AIDS vaccine in your cornflakes or in your cereal. They didn't specifically say the cornflakes brand, but to be in your cereal, you know, they can engineer it into the food. We'll be covering that article. Just a lot coming up in the third hour and, of course, your calls. Just briefly here at the end of this hour, you've heard a lot of talk about my videos this hour. I want you to get them. I want you to make copies of them. It has a big effect. It is having an effect. You won't see the effects immediately, but give them to people. Tell them to check out the information. Tell them to make copies for themselves and pass it on. Kind of the pay it forward system. Seen that movie, Pay It Forward, pretty good movie. Take action. It will have a big effect. Big discounts going for another 5-6 days. And upwards of 70% off many of my videos and books and materials. Go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order via the Safe Secure Online Shopping Cart any of the films. Or go to PrisonPlanet.tv where you can sign up and watch them all online for 15 cents a day and read 2 books and all these TV reports and all my special reports and other films. PrisonPlanet.tv. Or you can simply call toll free to get the films. When you call, you can ask about the specials. 1-888-253-3139. Don't wait. Call right now. 888-253-3139. Or write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. You can call the number and get the address if you missed it. Here we go.